life.
Oh, glad to have you on with us here today. So what is going to be taking place here on Friday?
Well, at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Burnley Memorial Library across the street from the historic Chase County Courthouse in Cottonwood Falls, we're having the event you just talked about. And around here we say roping, riding, and reading, but I liked how you enunciated that, Chuck. That was great.
And hey, that's
we'll
all right.
We'll be doing that with Miss Rodeo Kansas, Jessica Clumpy from Opie, and other Flint Hills Rodeo queens and princesses. We've got Miss Rodeo K-State, several others from around the state are coming. We have bullfighters coming. One of them is Jacob Welker. Gizmo McCracken, the barrel man and entertainer, is going to be here that morning. And Bethany Isles, who's a trick rider and the 2021 National Finals Rodeo Specialty Act of the Year, will be here with us. And everybody is here to entertain. First, the queens will read to the children, usually the nonfiction rodeo books that talk about the events. And then we go outside and we have stick horse races, stick horse pole bending, and stick horse barrel races. But for everyone that wants to learn how to rope a rope and dummy with a lariat, we have local cowboys coming, and a former Miss Rodeo Kansas and her husband, who's a steer wrestler, but they're team ropers now, are coming to help teach anybody that wants to throw a rope and learn how to do that. We have Ruby, the miniature mare, and Boondock, a retired Queen's horse, Corey the goat, and two lambs named Things One and Things Two are going to be here so the kids can experience some of the animals that you see at different rodeos. And also, we talk about agriculture, of course, besides promoting rodeo. We have free horse magazines. Besides reading to the children, we have free horse magazines, American Quarter Horse Journal and Western Horseman, that we're giving out that day. And a new addition, a former queen, rodeo queen, is the illustrator of some books that her daughter has written. And we're going to be having those available. And she also has coloring books. And we have color pages for the kids to take home as well. We're going to have country music. And, you know, this is the 85th year for the Flint Hills Rodeo. But it is also the 60th diamond anniversary of the Miss Rodeo Kansas pageant. So we're having a Miss Rodeo Kansas reunion right here at the birthplace of the pageant. And we have quite a few coming back. A local queen is Barbie Dowdigan Costello. And we are having, you know, there are two Miss Rodeo Americas that came from Kansas. And one of them is going to be here with us. So wow. It's going to be fun. We'll take pictures with the queens. They're going to give autographs. We'll have other photo opportunities around the gazebo. We'll have saddles on the gazebo that kids can sit on and take pictures with. And so it's going to be a fun event and action-packed for 2 hours.
Man, action-packed. That's putting it lightly.
Yeah, that is an understatement.
What a boatload of activities at the Burnley Memorial Library in Cottonwood Falls. So things start, what, at 10? Janet?
We start at 10 o'clock. That's right.
Awesome.
Can't miss us. We've got tailgate tents up for part of the events, and we have about 48 stick horses. So, you know, kids don't have to take turns for too long. They can just run and run and run, and we've got children's ropes as well, besides the big adult ropes. And the ranchers and cowboys and team ropers are going to bring rope and dummies so they can teach them how and practice with that back in the shade on the south lawn. So it's, you know, it's a good time for everybody and good photo opportunities. So we're excited about it. We've got all kinds of rodeo displays inside. I have some current rodeo pictures. And then we also have some from the 40s when Ken Roberts and Gerald Roberts were world champions. And we have some pictures of them as well for people to enjoy. And we have an enlargement of the 1963 rodeo with the cowboys in the front and the rodeo queens on horseback behind them. And it's, you know, how great is that to have something that was donated to us for this event?
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be a big weekend in Strong City, Cottonwood Falls. It is the annual Flint Hills Rodeo. It's big time. Performances of the rodeo, 8 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. But this big event at the Burnley Memorial Library in Cottonwood Falls, Friday, June 2 at 10 a.m., roping, riding, and reading at the library. Well, great event, Janet. Thanks for sharing that information with us.
Thanks for letting us be on the air with you guys. I like the way you said that, Ron. You sound like you're from Chase County.
He got it right.
Janet, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Janet.
Thank you, guys.
All
bye.
Right, bye. Way to go, Janet Ayers. Wow, what a morning that's going to be, huh?
Man, talk about you know, one of the great ways to get you into the swing of things for the Flint Hills Rodeo. Again, that's all 10 a.m. Friday, and that'll be at the Burnley Memorial Library, which is really just across the street from the Chase County Courthouse in Cottonwood Falls. Coming up.